This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, let us turn our attention now to Proverb, who's back in the studio. It's time for a little catch-up with the man. He's here this morning. We'll take your calls on 0861-555-189. Welcome.
Thank you.
You get the full fanfare, my friend.
I wanted to add quickly that there was a point in our culture having a beer gut or a beer belly was considered successful.
It was a sign of prosperity.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. All the chiefs would be rocking the big beer belly.
In fact, even if you're going to propose and your delegation's taking cows, they always wanted to see how big they were.
Right.
Because if you were all scrawny, it means you won't take care of our daughter. Well, at least was the rationale.
Because, I mean, we live in a tough continent, right? Yeah. And the fact is, like, if you're thin, you're either malnourished or you're sick.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what people think. I mean, Julius has been picking up huge amounts of shit. You must have too when you started losing the weight. People said that Julius had AIDS just because he was losing weight.
Can you believe it?
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
People
it's like you can't get
that.
It right and you can't get it wrong.
Same thing with KO. When he lost a bit of weight, they gave him a bit of grief. He had to go do a public AIDS test.
Cabello, too, when he started running those marathons.
Yeah, but he was buff, so I don't think there was a concern. Do you know what I mean?
Because he still had muscles.
Exactly. No, I never got that, really. Everyone just wanted to know how and why and
well,
all that.
I'll tell you what, those suits fit you like a glove, man.
Oh, thank you, G. But it's a daily, it's a daily struggle. Every day you're driving past.
We definitely know.
Muffins, Woolies.
What do you cut out of your diet? I mean, do you have a particular? Are you very disciplined about this?
No, not very disciplined at all. But look, what I did learn when I started trying to get into shape was that it's a lifestyle. It's not a once-off thing. So whatever you do, you should be able to continue doing. So little things like. More water, taking the stairs instead. Look, all the usual stuff.
Yeah, that's good
cut
stuff.
Cut down the
to
bread,
do.
Or at least have healthy alternatives of what you like.
Right.
Yeah, you see, maintenance is what trips up a lot of people. Because for some people, it's easier to lose weight than it is to keep it off.
Exactly.
And you've kept it off for a while now. So you definitely.
Yeah, so it's a lifestyle that I've adopted. Yeah. Obviously, I sort of up and down a little bit, but I try generally keep it.
Well, I mean, you rightly point out that there is a culture in South Africa of being overweight indicating prosperity.
Yeah.
Like it's a thing.
Although it's going away, I think.
I do think it's changing.
Yeah, it's changing.
I do think it's you seldom meet a woman who wants to be overweight or obese, You seldom meet a man who wants to be like that.
Exactly.
Because let's face it, the media makes it very difficult for anyone who doesn't have a 6 or an 8-pack.
Exactly.
To get laid. So anyway, you're on the front of that queue, my friend. So what's been happening with you? You've been so busy and you never stop. You're busy with the music, you're busy with idols, you've got a whole lot of other projects you're always busy with. I follow you on Twitter and Instagram and everywhere else. You are a man on the move.
You know what, man? I'm making hay. How does the saying go?
Making hay while the sun
shines. It dawned on me that this is all I have. I have the gift of the gab, I have a big mouth. This is my thing, man. So it has to work. You know what I mean?
Should we tell Mubs about what our discussion was the other night?
Which one?
Where I said, how do you not make mistakes?
Yes.
Let's let her in on this. So we were at Idols.
Yeah.
And I said to him, it's interesting. Like, I've never seen you make a terrible mistake on air. And he's been doing season after season at Idols. He doesn't put a foot wrong. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
Okay, so.
If this is a lie, let me tell you.
Let's also not forget that he executive produces that show as well.
No, we'll talk about that just now.
Yeah.
That's where the real interest and the real money is.
Sure.
Plus, that's where the real power resides. But when you, because you've got a script that you've written.
Yes.
And it's on an
auto-cue. Well, we've written together.
Sure, yeah. You put it together with the team.
Yes.
But it's on the screen, and you even have cards sometimes.
Yeah.
But more or less, 80% of it, you kind of know where you got to go. And it does change because you might run out of time here.
Yeah.
You're the only guy who has to be totally flexible.
Sure.
The judges talk too much, then you have to
then
talk
I must
less.
Now cover up. Yeah, yeah.
The judges talk too little, which hardly ever happens.
Yes.
Then you have to talk more.
Here's the facts. I'm actually a terrible sight reader, number one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I would have to seen it at least 4 times. before I can sort of read it fluidly. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I'm kind of that reading like...
You sound like it's staccato. It's like,
exactly.
At everybody.
Like our speech yeah. that happens, right? Yeah.
So if for whatever reason they surprised you with a brand new script on one of these shows, are you saying that we would see...
My job is to make sure that you never do.
Okay.
I will definitely know it. So what I do is, as long as I know where we're going, as long as I know where we're from, and as long as I know what the gist of it is about, so I'll kind of do my best through the link. And if somewhere I start, which happens a lot, I've become very good at just covering up. So I'll just either start engaging with the judges, or I'll maybe get the crowd in.
He does it so seamlessly. It seems like it's part of the plan. Mm-hmm.
But it happens.
But he's telling me like
recently
he does...
I made a big mistake though. I don't know if you saw.
When?
I don't know. I was reading something and I just kind of started tripping all over myself. And I even said, ish, which I should never do. You know what I mean?
I didn't even notice. Yeah? I suppose it's also because we've got to know you now. So sure. we kind of know what your rhythm is.
Yeah.
And you've also become a little more relaxed. I mean, it's bound to happen.
Yeah. I'm definitely doing me. Yeah. It's encouraged, you know, to say, just kind of do you. So I try not to kind of just read a verbatim. But yeah. rather just make it my own and make it conversation style.
But he basically said to me, no, look, you won't, you'll know I'm treading water when I look at you guys and you can see that I haven't
got a plan. The minute I take my eye off it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'll read. The minute I take my eye off and I'm doing the rest of it.
Yeah.
Then you must know I'm on my own tip now.
No, you're just making it work.
Exactly.
Oh, and you're just buying
the
time.
But it's a rare skill, man. Not a lot of people can do that.
That comes with experience, yes?
Sure, damn but right. also, look, I love what I do. I love to learn. And it's a great team that I'm working with. You know, if these guys were sitting there with a carrot up their bums the whole time, it wouldn't be a fun place to be, you know? Mm. But it is.
Yeah, it is an incredible team. I mean, it's one of the reasons that even though we had all that, conflict and confusion and noise back in January, it's one of the reasons I had no problem going back to the show because...
But also, that wasn't us, remember?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was like you just go back to the family, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, I remember people on Twitter who were kind of questioning whether or not it was going to be awkward for Somizi, Unathi, Randall, and you, Proverb, to have this idiot back on the team.
Yeah, but there was no issue with us to begin with.
Yeah,
it was never that way, you know. So no, there was nothing. It was all kind of happening outside.
When you executive produce a show, that means that you guys are in charge of pretty much everything we see during the course of that production.
Yeah,
and you have to manage the budgets, and you have to manage the staff, and you have to have plans for this and plans for that. There's a lot that goes into that. You pretty much don't get an off season because it's been year on year idols. You start planning the next season before the other one's even ended.
Man, you have to start booking venues. You have to start booking crew. You have to start getting call sheets in order, budgets in order, way ahead of time. Because if you don't, it could catch up on you. Like one season, remember, we were always at the Mosaic.
Yeah.
But I think because we confirmed so late, because we got the confirmation late, then we lost that venue and we had to make another plan.
Yeah. Does it matter to you where you are? Does that change the vibe? I mean, over the course of these seasons, do you feel like the show has changed in terms of its feel?
It's definitely changed. And the theater is awesome because we can do so much. Mm. If we rent a venue... We're limited with what we can do. So we can't always break stuff up. We can't make the venue bigger. You can't collapse the stage. You can't have contestants coming from underneath, etc.
Yeah.
But at the State Theater, we can do that. But of course, it has its disadvantages as well, which is it's a smaller venue.
Yeah.
So, but something has to give.
Less crowd.
Exactly. But we make better TV quality, you know.
Yeah. Well, everybody says to me, and I'm always going to be the first to agree with this, is that it seems every season it's been taken up a level.
Yeah.
And I can't even believe, and I'm in it, that we've done 12 seasons of this show.
Yeah, jeez. Right?
It's amazing.
Yeah, man. It's growing on all fronts. People are also taken to it better. They've gotten to know the show. They've gotten to expect it every single year and expect bigger and better. And I think it's an organic process. You know, it's not by our doing necessarily. We're not pulling tricks out of our hat, but I think just organically it's growing and developing.
Now there's a lot that people do know about you. There's some things that people don't.
Mm-hmm.
How's the radio show going for start?
Ah,
you're on
I'm digging it so much.
It's fun, right? You're on Kaya.
It's awesome, right? Yeah. I'm on Kaya. I do the top 40 on Saturdays, 10 to 2.
Okay, so that's also cool because it marries into what you're doing at Idols in some ways because you're playing the top songs on air.
Not only that, but I've also introduced like a lifestyle element where I talk about things that genuinely interest me, you know.
Yeah.
Like I had a financial advisor, I've got a personal trainer coming this weekend. I had a travel agent coming through and I talk about sort of travels and aspirations for just the level beyond the next.
Well, the other thing is that, and Mibs, you didn't know this, I'll bet you didn't know, that he was the technical producer, pro, of the Fresh Breakfast Show on YFM. Shh. Technical and content producer on the Drive Time show on Metro FM, the Avenue 3 to 6 with Glenn Lewis and Unati. Did you know that?
I did not know that. But for some reason, it doesn't surprise me.
No.
I mean, it's very clear that you are a man of many skills and talents.
You know what? First of all, thank you. But I think what I have is just a desire to always learn. Mm. You know, I don't think I'm naturally, I have a knack for anything. I think I'm just always keen to learn and explore and try, you know, and sometimes you shoot and you score, sometimes you don't, you know, but you won't know if you don't shoot.
But also, I mean, that just shows that because producing a radio show is not always fun and games. You don't get the attention necessarily. You don't get the shine.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just hard, backbreaking work behind the scenes. You're lining up guests. You're busy sorting out the technical stuff. You're busy producing.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. And it's awesome because you actually gave me this advice at one point.
Yeah.
When I first got the gig at Idols. When I first got the gig at Idols, you said to me, as long as you remember that it's not about you, you'll be fine. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We were on a flight from somewhere. And I want to tell you that I've applied that so much with everything you do. For as long as you remember that it's not about you, I think you will do just fine. So on the radio show, it's about the guests, it's about the hosts, it's about the music, it's about the content, it's about the everything else. Mm-hmm. On Idols, it's about, again, the contestants, it's about the judges, it's about the viewers, it's about... Mm-hmm. And if you remove yourself and you just try and make everybody else shine, you will shine as well.
Well, that's just one of your
talents. You know what? That's very good advice.
That's solid advice.
That's the first time.
That is good advice.
That is the first time anyone's given me credit for anything.
Hey, at the time, I was like, why would you say such a thing to me? I want to shine. Of course it's about me. I got the gig.
But you, I mean, apart from the fact that people know you're a rapper, and one of the things you still manage to do, which is amazing, is that your rap is not foul and dirty and disgusting and full of, like, bitches and, you know... What is that a conscious thing, and do you feel like that's a reason that people have maybe a little more respect for you, don't put you in categories with other rappers who are just coming and going?
You know, because
they don't put you in those categories. They take you seriously as a rapper.
Yeah.
But they don't throw you in with all the others.
I always wish I had a cooler answer for this, and I don't. The truth is, my mom threatened me once.
Good reason.
And she said, if I ever hear anything like this, because the truth is, you know, she found my rhyme book once, and you better believe it was colorful as hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And she said to me, if I ever hear anything like this, and listen, that 20 odd years later,
yeah.
Wow. I still think of that. And you know what? Obviously, it's now shaped who I've become, and it's now me. You know, and also that I have kids and all that. But that was the basis of it all.
Tell me about this mom of yours. She sounds like she's an incredible woman.
Yes, like my mom's is no joke.
Yeah?
No, my mom's is no joke. My mom's is a heavy, she's a religious, a staunch.
Does she get dressed up and put on a hat and go to church on a Sunday every week? And sometimes even during the week, she has like Bible study and
Absolutely.
Stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. And you can be 30, whatever you like,
right.
And be the father of two.
And she'll my mom still
will
haul you
me. My mom will slap me right now if I'm out of line right now with no issues.
And brothers and sisters?
Yeah. Look, I have a half brother and a half sister.
Okay.
They are the academics. They obviously got the brains. My dad is. My brother's an IT exec. My sister is now a business analyst at Ellen Graham, Cape Town, or whatever.
Okay.
And I
look at the verbs, Mubs.
I talk a lot.
No,
you haven't done bad.
Yeah, you've turned out all right. They must be. I mean, your mom must be really proud.
Yeah.
Even though she's strict and doesn't want to let up.
Yeah,
she must have said to you once or twice, like at Christmas lunch, you know, my boy, you've done You've done us proud.
Look, my folks have definitely come around, let me tell you. It took a while, you know, but when they came around, I have all their support. And I can always tell.
No parent's thrilled when their kid goes, I'm going to be a rapper.
No. You can always tell when they want to show you off to their friends or colleagues or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, because at home, I'm Teboho.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, when their friends are around, it's, bro. And I'm like, how about mums? Right?
I like that.
Then I'm like, you just show it off to your friends.
Yeah, and listen, cool. It's really helpful. And for a lot of people, that is the single biggest difference between making it in the world and having a much harder time, is that there's someone who loves you, who taught you things, who cares about you. Yeah. Even if they were strict or they had high expectations.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's the magic ingredient.
That's it, man. And so many people just never write, you know, as a parent, you should just never write your child off, you know. It doesn't matter which path they take. Always just never write them off. Because I've seen that many a times. And I also think that's the difference between somebody who's happy, successful, or fulfilled versus somebody who isn't. Mm. Is if you were written off, you know. I mean, our teachers do it. Society does it. Everybody, you know, writes you off. Because you're not an academic, or you're not good looking, or you don't have a six pack, or you don't, you know, the world is constantly writing you off.
Isn't it because we have so much to think about every day that we don't want to think about anyone who isn't pulling their weight? And the minute we can find an excuse to take them off our plate and put them on someone else's, we take it.
Yeah, that's
terrible,
the truth.
That's right? It's laziness.
Flaw of society, I suppose.
Hey, Lucas, can you bring me a bottle of that water, please? I'm dying of thirst here all of a sudden.
Oh, dying of thirst.
Yeah, sorry, man. Sorry, where were we? This is very professional. Right, Mavs?
Well, the burp on air earlier on that I heard.
This is nothing.
Sorry about
you
that.
You asking for water is nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor Mabale. She's completely traumatized working with me for so long.
I've become used to this thing. I've grown accustomed to it. I think one of the other things that people can say about you, because, you know, you're in the limelight, and, you know, with the celeb craze that exists among us, is people have never really seen you put a foot wrong. Like, you don't end up in the Daily Sun every other Sunday. You're not on a lot of tabloids.
Oh, I've invited him to the strip club so many times, he won't go.
No, look, I've had my face. But also remember, if journals want to come get you, they'll come get you. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think what Mubs is referring to as well is also, you know, when you and your wife separated, and that was very public, and it was probably really painful for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been hard on the kids too.
Yeah.
There wasn't, from your side, there was no mudslinging. There was no ugliness. Mm. There was no public airing of dirty laundry. And there could have been. You could have chosen to be horrible about it.
Yeah.
Especially when people are sticking their nose in your business, which I suspect that's what happened on Twitter.
Yeah,
people asking you a lot of inappropriate questions.
That's an occupational hazard, you know. By virtue of what we do, people always feel entitled to be in your business.
What do you do about that, though?
What can you do?
But everybody handles it differently. What did you do? Because I didn't see you lash out. We were busy with another season of Idols. What is that, 2 years ago?
Yes.
All right,
last year.
So last year, you didn't miss a beat. You weren't late for anything. You didn't go up on the stage looking miserable. And I know you were going through a tough time.
Mm.
And I almost didn't feel like I wanted to bring it up, because you're dealing with enough.
Sure.
You don't need your colleagues also, you know, saying to you, oh, my God, this is terrible. I'm so sorry. Because then it almost makes it worse, not better.
Yeah. Look, I just focused on the positives. You know, I knew very well that I'm not immune to it, nor is it unique to me. But it's kind of life, really, man, you know, and you can't collapse every time you face some sort of challenge or obstacle, because
I would want to go back in time and I would want to cheat on her before she could cheat on me.
No, that wouldn't achieve anything, you know.
I'm a very small person in that respect.
Sure. Look, I think I used it all to better myself, to learn from it, to come out, to say, you know, what could I have done differently? And going forward, can I be a better person, a different person? And
in that
respect, I've come out shining.
We've both, for different reasons, been in uncomfortable spaces on social media.
Yeah.
Right. And my response is that I either ignore the thing, which is the adult, mature
way. Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
Or on a bad day, you fight back and you slap back and you shout and scream and you bite and you behave like an animal.
Mm.
And there is some satisfaction in that moment.
Yes.
Because you get to tell people off.
Yeah.
Of course, long term, it makes you look petty.
Yes.
But does it put you off social media? Do you eventually think, I don't know why I'm on here? Because there were times where I wanted to quit Twitter. I thought, what am I doing on here? This is just adding trouble. It's giving me no happiness. There's no joy there.
Look,
nothing to be gained.
I think only if we let it beat you, you know, that's for me, that's accepting defeat. You know, I choose to believe that I'm on top of it at all times. Even if I have, say I lash out and I have a moment of weakness, I still want to believe I'm at the wheel of myself, of my life, of everything.
You're a really evolved person. I refuse
to accept defeat because by letting it get to you and just defeat you is that's weakness.
That is such an evolved position to take. Most of us aren't capable of doing that.
Mm-mm.
And it sounds like it's, you know, it's not a big deal to you. But I've got to tell you, from the outside looking in, that is one of the hardest things in the world to gain control of. It's like your self-actualization is so clearly, I don't know, have you ever been to therapy? Do you have anyone you talk to?
I did do a little bit of therapy for a short while. But even him, I said to him, dude, next week is the last time I'm coming, man, because this can't be my life.
Wow. How long did you go for?
Not even, I think, at most, maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, no, that's not therapy.
Then I said to this guy, no, you know what, this...
I know people who are in 3 times a week, and they've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
It just feels like you come every day to come and reopen the scab.
Yeah.
Then you're like, you know what, it's... no, I can't relive this every week with you, Holmes. This is our last session.
Jeez, so you actually told your therapist I'm over you.
Yeah, I said I'm cool. Wow. I'm cool. This is cool.
Yeah, it seems to me that there's a level of kind of figuring yourself out in all of this that you've reached that most of us don't. Like, you know who you are, you know what you're about, you know what you want to do in life.
Sure.
And it's also, that's such a powerful position to come from when it comes to your kids, because then you can raise them the way that you think is the best possible way, and you don't have to sit there with doubt and suspicion and pain the whole time.
My biggest regret, G, is that it maybe took something like this for me to reach that point. You know, I wish I had been able to reach that point on my own, and I wish everybody else can reach it too without something first happening.
No pain, no gain, right?
That's true.
So you
like, love yourself first. Don't wait for a crisis.
Would you rather have lost someone, you know, in terms of them dying? No. There's plenty of other stuff that could have happened that might have been worse, and there might have been things that could have been better, but what's done is done, right?
Sure.
You got to let it be.
100%.
Now, when it comes to the children, what kind of, I'm trying to figure out what sort of dad you are. Are you like your mom? Are you trying to be the kind of dad who, you know, these are the things I expect from you?
Yeah.
This is the kind of kid I want you to grow up, this is the kind of adult I want you to grow up to be. I love you. I care about you. I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you more of a let the kids do what they want? I'm not a strict disciplinarian.
No, I'm actually stern, but I'm very fair. You know,
How do you know when you're on the right side of that? Because kids always think their parents too hard on them.
Yeah. Look, I think you know because. You know, I had the best of both, you know, my mom versus my dad.
Yeah. What was your dad like?
No, my dad is very much...
chilled.
You got a rap concert? Can we come?
Nice.
You know what I mean? You got tickets?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My mom was like, you're doing what? How did those two ever meet? Exactly. So, I try and sort of do the best of both. Uh-huh. Where I'm stern in that I say to them, look... as long as you work hard at school, as long as you do your very best, as long as you're polite and you're friendly and well-mannered, then you can do what you like. You know, if my little girl wants to be a dancer and a whatever, and I said, cool, and I expose her to all of it, you know, and she can do what she likes. But where I sort of draw the line is if they don't do their end of the deal. You know what I mean? Like recently now, I incentivized everything. I said, if your marks improve, we can go on holiday for like a week and go chill. in Cape Town and just relax. And you know what? They delivered. They came to the party and I said, cool, let's go. And if they hadn't...
Bribery.
Not bribery, but incentivizing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I want to teach them in life that... In fact, I always say this because I speak it in their language. I say, if you do your best, cool things will happen.
That's
how I put it.
That's cool.
Do your best and cool things will happen.
I like that. Yeah. that's a good way of putting it.
How many kids?
I've got 2 kids. My little girl is 10 and my boy is 7.
Okay, so you've got one of each.
I do.
I always imagine in my mind like whether parents have little conversations in their heads about how they're raising a son versus how they're raising a daughter, and like what different things you apply at what time, depending on which gender you're dealing
with. The rule of the son is you teach him to treat women with respect. The rule with a girl is that you tell her, please stay off the pole. That's all,
that's
right?
That's it. You know what I mean? That's
it. That simple.
You have achieved success. If your daughter does not get on the pole, you are a successful parent, right? That's all we ultimately want.
Now, listen. You've now since the situation with your wife, it's been 2 years almost.
Yeah.
Have you been living it up, having some fun, meeting different women, or you're a single man who's got too many responsibilities? I don't expect you to lay it all out there. Just tell me what you're comfortable with.
You know, here's the honest truth, man. I maybe spent some time just by myself, getting to know me. I was traveling alone and just reevaluating where I am in life.
Nigga, please.
No,
you know what? You're right. There was
hang on. He hosts Miss South Africa. Will you hold on a second? You don't know. Come on, Mumps. This guy's around beautiful women all the time.
There were rumors.
I confess. The truth is, I spent some time on my own first, seriously.
Yeah, okay.
Where I wasn't trying to see anybody and all that. And I just wanted to repair.
I hear you.
You know?
Yeah.
And when I did, then I got into the game.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're a big catch for some of these up and coming starlets. No.
Yeah, sure.
There are a lot of beautiful women in this country. Beautiful women in this country.
Sure.
You get to see the best of them with Miss South Africa.
100%.
And these are sometimes, apart from being very, very physically attractive, sometimes they're really sweet, lovely people too. And who knows that you can't find love again. You've got to be open to that.
You do.
But at the same time.
Because I'm a big believer in that.
You are?
Yeah, very much.
Good. Don't lose that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can become cynical.
Yeah.
And look at Mabali and I, you know?
Very cynical.
Cynical. Angry.
We are a misery.
Bitter.
We're a pain.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
But
I don't believe that. Yeah.
Don't lose that. But they're also, for a lot of these girls, you could represent their ticket out of whatever they're in. Like, you're a successful guy. You've got the cool factor. You've got the TV factor. You've got the fame. You've got the... You are successful. You're a guy who you also. I'm sure that you're not making shitty money. Like you got to be making decent cash. I know you got responsibilities. You got the money. You got good looks.
This is a rough conversation. You know, you think the divorce stuff was tough?
No, this is a tough
conversation.
I'm getting to a
what
point.
What do you say? Yeah. I make good money.
but this is it. I'm getting to a point here. So all the boxes tick, and in some girl's fantasy, you could tick all those boxes. And there's nothing she won't do to try and, like, catch you. You know what I mean? Do you have to be especially vigilant? Not that the girl means ill, but that you get trapped in
something. I think you always have to be. What's probably different now with how I engage with ladies now versus then is, you know, I have come to know my value. In terms of I know what I'm bringing to the table.
Right.
You know, before, you want somebody who's pretty, who's hot, who's clever, who's ambitious, who's going to complete you.
Yeah.
But now, you know, I see myself as complete, and I'm looking for somebody who's also complete, who's not looking to gain something by being with me, nor vice versa, but rather to say we are both complete in our own spaces and we just complement each other.
Would you get married again?
Yeah, if I, you know, if the stars aligned, it was the right person, and we
would this person have to be? Would she have to be successful in her own right? You say that she'd need to be complete, but would she have to be like on your level? Because let's face it, there are not a lot of people in South Africa who are on your level in terms of being well known, being successful, having kids, all that sort of stuff. It's you carry a lot of weight with you in terms of your punch. Now, a woman, she'd have to be. the most successful doctor.
Yeah, but wait. No. You know what? It's not so much. It's not so much what you have, but it's how you think that makes the difference. You know, because it's all good and well to be successful. You could be a CEO of a company, right?
Yeah.
But if you're an unhappy, miserable person and you just have no further aspirations and goals or any kind of thing, you know, then it all that didn't matter now all of a sudden, you know. The inverse is also true, where if you're
Can you believe how together this guy is?
If you're unemployed, you don't have a job, and you've got no real goals, and you think you're pretty and that's good enough, that's also not going to work.
Right.
So it's not what you have, but it's your state of mind. It's where you are as a person, and how complete you are on your own, you know?
I get you. That makes so much sense. Again, I mean, we should have you giving a weekly lecture for it. We should pay you to come on here and do like self-improvement classes once a week.
Yeah, we can call you Guru Pro or something.
Guru Sri Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada Pro.
That's a bit of a mouthful, but you know, we could always learn it.
I like it. That's my new Twitter handle. Trust.
I always wonder whether you as men are left feeling some type of way when you discover that women are after you for what they can get out of you. So whether it be your money or your fame in your case, does it leave you feeling a particular way? Because, you know, often women will, you know, we're left feeling used when we discover that, oh, so he just wanted to have sex with me. Okay. Does it bother guys at all when you know that a girl just wants your money?
It's a full out turn off. Or, man, if I could show you my DMs.
Mm-hmm. It all goes down Facebook in the DMs.
Yeah. Private messages.
Yes.
You know,
anyone famous? You don't have to say who. Just wink twice if it's anyone we know.
But just generally, you know, when they have a preset idea of what they think you are or what they think you have, and they think by throwing themselves at you, they can get a piece of that. Well, that's already immediately a turn off
for you, but for a lot of blessers, that's what they want.
That turns me off completely, man. That turns me off completely, you know.
All right, is it true or false, Liesl Lurie from Miss SA 2015?
Oh, that was gonna come.
Like, you two were spotted in Rosebank Mall holding hands.
That was, first of all, a lie.
Really?
Yes. Who spotted us? Where's the picture? Who wrote that thing? Where's the picture for that? Do you know what I mean?
That's some bullshit.
They have this one picture that they've been using that was us at a function together somewhere. You know.
What about this being the ambassador for health? This is back in 2005, all that time ago. Obviously, in the Northern Cape province, which is where Kimberly is, where you're from.
Yeah.
Were you a health ambassador?
I was.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
The government made you a health ambassador.
I was a health ambassador, and then I was a goodwill ambassador as well.
What did that involve you doing? What were your duties?
Just making appearances at the opening of schools, hospitals, coming to kiss babies, you know, the usual stuff.
Right, okay, no, that's all good.
I like that.
and there was a story about this course in branding that you applied to do at an institute, and your application was rejected.
Yes, they said no.
And then, Mubs, this has got to be one of the best feelings in the world. In a strange twist of fate, he was then called on to give a keynote address at the very same institution that had rejected him.
How do you like it?
And you didn't turn them down?
No, I went there, did the gig.
See. Oh, please. He was thrilled to be there.
Yes, like, of course.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I use that in my talks now, generally about how it doesn't matter. You know, it's how you finish the race. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
So the plate's full. We've got a very healthy appreciation of how lucky and how fortunate, but also how hard we've worked to get where we are.
Right.
So you're in a happy place in that respect.
I am.
Your kids love you. You love your kids.
Yes.
That's most important.
Yes.
You don't feel the immediate need to be in a serious long-term relationship, but you're leaving space for it.
Yes.
You have Idols going on, which is a tremendously successful show.
Yeah.
Thousands upon thousands more viewers than any other reality TV show. Let's boast about it.
Yeah. Millions. Yeah. This we know. This is, numbers don't lie.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
Millions of votes cast every week.
Yes.
You said the other night, we used to get excited when we had 1 million or 2 million votes for a finale. Now, 7 million votes come in a week. And we're like, No big deal.
Yeah.
Right. You are producing television.
Yeah.
You're rapping.
Mm-hmm.
You're living the dream, man. What is on this plate that I don't know about? What other stuff are you busy with?
Just some personal aspirations as well, you know.
You're learning Chinese? What's the story?
No, business that I'm pursuing, you know. Some nice investment opportunities that I'm looking to exploring.
That's
travel
good.
Has become my thing now as well.
Where do you like to go?
Man, so December, I'm going to Jamaica, which I've always wanted to go to.
Oh, yes, right? Please.
And Cancun, nice. Mexico. Nice.
Sorry, we're going.
But I also want to do like your Chinas and anywhere where there's a culture shock.
You like that, huh?
I wanna.
Will
explore.
You eat the funny food?
I will
in these
eat
places?
It, man. I'll eat it. I'll get sick. I think that's all a part of life. I want to do it.
Will you do all that adventurous stuff as well?
Yeah,
if they say to you, you can scale the steps of this monastery in Tibet, you'll do all that stuff.
I will, dude. If I could do a ping pong show, right? You got to take that off.
Yeah, sure.
Isn't it?
Sure. You got to do that in what, Bangkok, right?
Right. Exactly.
I heard a horrible story about a woman who a budgie flew out of her vagina in one of those places. And apparently, these women, they put a live budgie in there, and the thing lives up there for like half an hour, or maybe even longer. And then it comes out during the show. Ah, you got to feel sorry for that bird.
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know how much they can achieve.
I mean,
but they can achieve a lot. A lot goes in there. A lot comes out.
I suppose a lot of things can go in up that
My
area.
My gosh.
You know, if a human baby comes out, there's a lot that really can go in.
Dude, you gotta see a ping pong show. You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Ping pong.
It'll change you. Yeah.
You like ping pong, Mr. Plover?
I'm telling you.
I didn't make
fun.
It in that 10 minutes. You know, after 10 minutes, you're like, you know what? I've seen all I need to see.
I am fine.
I'm a different person.
The other thing that's smart about you is you manage not to get like political about stuff.
Mm.
You know, it's something that's so easy to do because it's inevitably what South Africans turn to.
Yeah.
Whenever we want to sound like we know what's going on in the world, we start talking about politics.
Exactly.
And the truth is nobody knows about politics.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their view and they try to impose that view on other people.
Mm-hmm.
If they're smart, they'll try to learn other people's view, but that's not always as interesting.
Yeah.
And you manage to sidestep all of that. You're just not interested in politics?
Look,
would you ever run for office? Is it
yes,
something you think
like
about?
Never, man. I can't tell you. Look, I'll run for mayor of Kimberley, maybe.
Sure, that you could win.
look, the thing is this. I have like strong views as far as politics go. But because my views are so strong, I am very select and careful where I express my views.
Sure, good move.
On a public platform, never. Because I always know for a fact you will not like what I think. In fact, I said to my dad once, who's a staunch political dude, I said to my dad once, Pop, if you and I are going to be friends, let's agree to never talk about politics.
Oh, really?
And we shook on it and we were cool.
Ha.
Because you will not like what I think.
You reckon?
Is what I said to my dad.
Opposing views.
Look, I just have, they're just strong, whatever the views are. They are just, I feel very strongly about them. So much so that I will keep them only in safe spaces and express them there. Like if you and I go out to that strip club you keep inviting me to.
Yeah, we got to go.
Yeah, we can have drinks and have that conversation
then we'll,
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a safe place to
That's
do
a
it.
Sa-
right?
That's a safe place.
All the gangsters make their deals in strip clubs.
Yes, so it must
can't
be a safe
be
place.
Recorded.
Yeah.
You know, it's, that makes sense. Proverbs, street cred and boardroom cred. You were my favorite rapper in the 2000s. And now my favorite businessman. That's Mr. Fark You, Mubs.
Wow. Yes, that's his name.
Well, thank you, man. Very kind. Thank you, my brother.
Despite his name, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Lee says, oh my gosh, I love Proverb. Oh, by the way, The Walking Dead. Holy shit, what an insane start to the season.
Got to throw that in there.
Yeah. Did you see the cartoonist Germ left Twitter last week? What a great show. They're talking about our show, but then I didn't see Germ left Twitter.
What, like he stormed out?
Yeah,
or
he
what?
Stormed out in a huff, apparently.
Okay.
According to this. Is it interesting to observe like the fights other celebrities have? Because you, again, you're above this in some ways. You kind of, once you reach a certain level, you watch other people play on social media rather than get involved. But if you see some of these It Girls or some of the rappers and they have beef with each other, and there are fights going on. Does that Are you amused by any of that?
No, man. No, I think it's a pity, and I think it's got no place.
You don't like it?
No, I try keep away from
it. You have
it.
Celebrity friends?
Yeah. Look, there's celebrity people I know. You know, it depends on how we define friends, but in fact, no. I don't have celebrity friends.
So if you had to go to Jamaica now, would you go with a bunch of friends?
Yeah, I'll go with my own friends.
Okay, and these are friends.
But also, my brother's my best friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is the IT specialist.
Yeah, chunky dude. He and I look like a before and after picture. He's a big guy.
Are you the oldest?
He knows I love him. No, he's older than me.
He's older than you.
He's 40 now.
And these friends that you're talking about, these are people that you've known since school?
Yeah, since school, man. Since before it all.
Do they also keep you in check? Because that sounds healthy to me, too, that you have people who are friends with you that have been friends with you from a long time ago.
Yeah.
None of these friends, your brother won't put up with your nonsense, right?
No, never.
If you suddenly got a big head and started saying to them, oh, well, I'm a celebrity, I can't do this, I can't do that.
No, also, the other thing, G, is this, and listen, this is not even a PR thing or Oprah rehearsed response or what. I don't subscribe to the celeb culture, actually, because I'm not convinced by it. I'm like, whatever, man, it just so happens your job puts you on TV. But you know, different from the guy working at a call center. His job puts him on the telephone the whole day. So, do you know what I'm trying to say?
I agree.
I've never been, man, a celeb could walk past you. I'll be like, oh, that's J-Lo. Cool. And then I'll keep going.
And you've met some
I'll keep playing
people.
Solitaire on my phone.
And you've met some really famous people.
I have. Yeah. You know, but you know, as human beings, for me, nothing makes you above any other human being. Not how much you have, not how popular you are, not how many people know you. For me, it doesn't matter. I couldn't care less.
So then when people here lose their minds when they spot you and they...
Yeah, they go crazy.
They mob you and they want to take hundreds of pictures with you. Is that something that is weird to you?
No,
it
I get it.
Irritate you?
No, I get it. I get it. From your perspective, you know, and from mine, it becomes, look, my career sort of requires support. You know what I mean? If I don't enjoy support, for instance, if people aren't watching, then I technically don't have a career. If people aren't listening to my music, why bother rapping? If people aren't listening to my radio show, why? So I get it from that point of view, but it's only from that point of view. So I am somebody who works in showbiz. I'm not a showbiz dude. You know what I mean?
Right, it's a byproduct.
It's a byproduct, man. RJ says you have to get off the stage at some point, you know. And I don't live on the stage. The stage is just where I work.
What kind of a life? I'm trying to picture you. What sort of a house do you have? What does it look like on the inside?
No, it's cool. It's a simple, homely place for my children and I.
Nothing,
warm, cozy. No, I don't understand.
Do you collect anything? You got any fancy stuff up on the walls? Anything?
No. My most prized possession is my caps.
Really?
I collect a lot of caps. I have a lot of caps.
How many do you think you have?
Hundreds? Thousands?
Maybe, I could have like 500 maybe.
Yes.
And are you always in a cap? I'm trying
mostly.
To think if I've
yeah,
ever
yeah, most
seen
of the
you
time.
Without a cap. And,
yeah, unless I'm
on
doing
TV,
some sort of TV thing. Yeah.
But how do you know which one to choose? Today you're wearing a plain black one.
Yeah.
Nothing written on it. How do you even find a plain black cap?
I've found that I probably collect more than I wear, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So I'll maybe collect so many, but I maybe have five that I'm rotating right now.
Okay.
You know what
All right. You got a big closet, big dressing room? Lots of clothes?
No.
Not really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you see, you're not flashy at all this way.
No.
Everybody has their thing they're indulging in, though. So
all the really cool things I have were either given or were free or came in some goodie bag from some exclusive event.
All right.
But I would never go out of my way and spend top dollar on something.
But you don't do jewelry. You don't,
no.
You know,
no.
There's none of that flashiness with you.
Mm-mm.
So travel's the thing.
Travel is not my thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you would spend money on.
That's what I was... Absolutely.
Right.
Travel is my thing.
I'm imagining that you would need, because I draw, it's an unfair comparison to make, but I do draw some similarities between you and Will Smith. You would you would need a Jada Pinkett. That's what you would need. You'd need a woman as
getting jiggy with it, huh?
But you'd need a woman as strong. And tell me you haven't at some point seen the way she conducts her business.
Yeah.
And thought,
I have.
My God, that is a sexy woman.
Yeah.
There's something so powerful about the way
she definitely wears the pants in that house.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
But she
like
has
it.
Her shit together.
Yeah.
She is so sorted out. She's sexy. She's a smart, intelligent woman. She's a mom. She's a businesswoman.
Yeah.
She keeps a tight rein on Will because he'd break out of that corral. He's a bit of a loose cannon
now and again. Yeah.
And I just love the way when she says something, when she does decide to like say something about what she really feels politically or anything else, it carries massive weight.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh? Yeah, man.
That's a woman that you need an equivalent to her.
Yeah.
Then it would be worth settling down.
I'm close.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You close?
Yeah, I'm close.
You nailed it down to like two or three candidates?
No. No, I've never been a multiple anything dude, you know what I mean? So look, I'm dating.
Okay.
And I'm happy, you know.
How long has this been going on?
How much time do you
really?
I just
see, guys, we opened that one, right?
You opened that door, so now we're gonna
7 months.
7 months.
Yeah.
Getting serious. The kids like her?
Yeah.
Okay. That's important.
That's very important.
You don't want them to have a, you know, bad relationship with the girl you like.
Yeah.
That'd be disastrous.
Yeah, but I'm not rushing any of that. No. It's no pressure free environment, you know.
Okay, well then, you know what? Again, Mubs, you're going to have to put that strip club on hold. Because she wouldn't approve, right?
Well, look, I think it's healthy. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a strip club.
It's probably the safest place you can go.
Yeah, and what happens at a strip club?
No, but not only that. I think like guys don't understand, like a lot of the time, girls don't understand rather. A lot of the time when you're going there with the boys, it's more of a fun night out than it is like some reason to cheat.
Exactly. You know? It's nothing nefarious. It's just for giggles and drinks and laughs and good time.
Yeah.
Correct.
It just plays on our insecurities. That's really the main problem.
Some advice for Mabali. She wants to open up a brothel?
I mean, brothel is...
She needs some advice.
Brothel doesn't really sound nice.
Advice number one, don't.
Doesn't really sound nice when you say brothel.
She's got a plan. Tell him your plan.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, I just want a collection of men and women who, you know, have decided that they are prepared to entertain other people.
And Mubs gets
in exchange for money.
Yeah, Mubs gets 10%.
It is completely up to you how you entertain them. You don't have to do anything that
so
you don't
want to. So you
want to
be a madam?
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah. But I mean, it's going to be so difficult explaining this to my dad, isn't it?
It's going to be tough explaining it to anybody or the police.
Or the police.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, or the judge. It's going to be tough.
But I still think she points out quite rightly the toughest person will be Mr. Molloy.
Yeah.
Because he is he's the equivalent of your mom and your family in her family.
Ish, so
just take
listen,
no nonsense.
Right?
I'll be disowned for sure.
Yeah.
What are your plans for Christmas with the family?
So I'm definitely going to go home just before Christmas and spend Christmas at home in Kimberley.
By the way, when
you're asking about that genie wish, you know what mine would have been? At least one of them?
Yeah.
To bring Kimberley closer, man. I wish it wasn't
far, dude.
It wasn't 7 hours away.
You have to drive for seven
hours,
and it's the shittiest drive.
Well,
there's nothing to see.
Sure, yeah, it sucks, man. And the flight options are like one a month. If you miss that one, you're not leaving until July.
I do hope I'm not jumping the gun on this one, but we are planning a Christmas Cliffmas Carols on the 11th of December.
Definitely a part of that.
And that's at the Lyric. We'll tell you more about that as we nail down the details. But I thought while you're here, we may as well let people know.
So
Pro will be there, and we're planning a whole range of really good entertainment for you. It usually starts the festive season for us.
Yeah.
But tell me, when you get to the end of Idols, are you relieved that another season is in the bag? Because it's hard work, too. And week after week, having to be there and...
It's hard work, man. But I love that gig, G. I wouldn't give it up if I don't have to, you know. But also the anxiety of, is there gonna be another one? It's heightened now that the American one is getting canned. So I really hope we keep going for a few more seasons at least.
Would you do as many as they want you to do?
Look, I think I have maybe another say two in me, you know.
What if
also then there's overkill as well at some point.
Yeah.
You must know when to say no. Nah.
Jump off the train before it smashes into the barriers.
Exactly.
Oh. Well, I don't think you have to worry. And other TV stuff? Are there other things on the
Man,
on the
I
stove?
lost a gig recently to
what?
Somebody who was better looking than me.
Who?
And that broke my heart.
Who's this?
Well, I don't know. I just don't want to seem like I'm...
No, no. Tell us. Let's. You're never a so bitter, angry person.
I went to audition for something.
Yes.
And I did a screen
you
test.
You still have to
everything.
Audition? Can't they just turn on their TV on a Sunday?
Nothing is handed to you in this biz, my friend. So I went and I auditioned. And I didn't get it. And he said to me straight up, you know, we give it to this other person because they're just in better shape.
What?
Than you, and we're going to need some pool stuff and whatever stuff.
I'll tell you, it can only be...
No. Don't even.
It can be Lunga Chabalala or Sivengesi or...
Maps
Maponyani. He gets everything. This fucking Maps Maponyani.
I love Maps. I love Maps.
Lucas, tell
in fact, all
Flex,
the gents you mentioned.
Tell Flex to bring Maps in here. We need to sit down with this man and get him ironed out. He's got too much work. Open the industry.
Sure, but listen, this bruised my ego substantially, man.
Shame, man.
Because I was like, so you're saying it's not my... Because it's a presenting gig.
Mm.
This is what you do.
And he's like, no, that was all good. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But this guy just has
Damn.
A six-pack. Not in so many words, but that's pretty much what he was saying to me.
Thick
man,
skin,
I'm crushed. I'm crushed. But it's cool.
You'll be fine. Please.
It's cool. My personal trainer and I are back in action.
I
have had it.
This guy's never gonna be as relaxed as you are on screen. Even if I know what you are. You're like one of those ducks that you look like you're all calm and peaceful. But if you look under the water, those there's a lot going
on. That's a cool one.
Because you're serene, you're unflappable on Idols.
Meanwhile, in here,
you see, because you know, like you've got to deliver, right?
I dig that.
You're a real professional. Pro is the best part of your name.
Wow, G, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah, we love you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in to see us this morning.
What a lot of fun!
Always
Thanks
good
lot,
to
guys.
Catch up.
Yes.
As far as I can tell, you're on the up and up. We're going to have many more good years with Pro at the helm, and this guy is not going to stop producing music either.
This is CliffCentral.com.